Hello, this is the Library Talker, also known as the Library Lady. I'm a Library Talker at librarytalker.blogspot.com, and I'm a Library Lady on Podomatic, where this podcast is hosted. So this one is one that I saw on just kind of looking through my library and went, Anon Please by Dumois. And let me just start this up front by going, I don't know who the heck this is. I've never heard of Dumois. I had never heard of it before this. I looked up Dumois on Instagram. Apparently they are a celebrity, you know, person. They know celebrity-ish stuff or whatever, or they pay attention, and a big, huge gossip account on Instagram. I don't know who this person is. I've never seen him. I went on Instagram to look this person up after somebody who's watching me read the book and went, ooh, you should look that person up. And their entire Instagram site, at least in the beginning, is just, hey, look, my book is out. So it's really hard to tell what the heck is going on. So no, not a fan. Don't know. Let me also say, as I start off, the formatting of this is stupid weird. Because sometimes there's chat bubbles and sometimes they're just, in italics in regular paragraphs as they're chatting. Make up your mind. If you're going to have a recreation of a chat discussion, either do all chat bubbles or all italics, but don't keep this alternating in between thing. That was just, I'm putting that out there. So we have this person, this is supposed to be a fictionalized account of how Dumois became a thing. And so our creator of Dumois in this is Cricket Lopez, who is the assistant to a styling maven for the last like 8 years. And so she's been the victim of this person's extreme crazy for 8 years and put up with it for 8 years. And she decides she wants to finally, you know, ask for a raise, ask for a better position, ha. Huh? And the person's like, I don't think so. And, you know, this is a person who apparently this stylist who was on a reality TV program years before and now has her own styling company, whatever. This stylist throws things at people, has giant tantrums, whatever. So in a fit of pique at one moment, after she's very drunk, Cricket signs on to one of her old accounts, which she had gotten apparently some 30,000 followers or whatever. And the reason she had developed that account was a different test that the stylist had given her to reach a certain number of followers. And then she'd, you know, give her the time of day. Never reached that number of followers on her fashion thing. And so, but this one day she just is drunk and ticked off and puts a couple of things out there on this Dumois Instagram, and immediately it somehow goes viral and everybody's like, oh my gosh. And now she's getting people sending her stuff about other celebrities and this celebrity, and they're little tidbitty things. They're not major things. They're like, this person likes to have this kind of coffee at this place, or this person does this over here, or hey, this is a really good guy who brings brownies to his kids' games for the rest of the families, versus this is a really evil person who throws brownies at people. You know, so it's kind of an everything but the little clicky things, you know. And this it does include things like this person was fired from that, or this person just got hired to that. And very quickly, she starts getting people who are in that area of celebrity or whatever, who have followed her and are now sending her stuff, sometimes with the addition of Anon Please, which is where the name comes from, of course. So she screenshots and posts and screenshots and posts, and initially she's just doing this on the weekend, and we're seeing now little blurbs about, ooh, who is this Dumois, and when are they going to post again, and I'm so obsessed with Dumois, as she's trying to also still get ahead in the fashion world where she is. She's now got only two friends who know who she is, and she's trying to protect them, also trying to protect her legal issues, make sure that she's putting on there things like, hey, you know, not all of this is verified, you don't necessarily need to trust it, which harkens back to me to an episode or a thing in Newsroom the last season, where the the news part of it is bought and taken over by another guy who is all about going viral, and their blog is taken over by the news blog is taken over by these jerks who just want to go viral, be famous, and see how, you know, how they can tear people down. And so that included an app that they nicknamed the stalking app, because it just, you know, puts out there, this person was seen here, this person was seen there, this person was seen here or there, and this person looked like they were drunk, and blah, blah, blah. And how it turned out that a lot of the stuff that they were putting out there was complete BS, but they're like, who cares? You know, they're celebrities. We can do whatever we want. This is what Dumois feels like to me. And so I can't find the reason to enjoy Dumois, in terms of going onto IG and looking around. It's just, I don't see it. Some people obviously really love this person, but, so she's kind of, you kind of feel a little sorry for her. You kind of feel like, oh, that, you know, again, I kind of get where she's coming from. But she's also very kind of cruel to her friends. But like, well, nobody's going to figure it out until they figure it out. And it's like, well, what about me? I know they figured out that you know me, but what about me? You know, so it's kind of a little selfish. I mean, and maybe it's understandable, but for me, I'm just kind of like, again, the formatting is just funky weird. There's also a whole odd romance-y thing, and it just didn't need to go there. And, you know, so she meets a guy, they're texting back and forth, and she just wants to keep her privacy, but she's willing to video sex with him as long as it's from her chin down so he can't recognize her. And then eventually she meets him, and that's okay, I guess. But no, never mind. It's not okay because it turns out he's a betrayer. No, wait, maybe he's not a betrayer. I don't know. It just is weird. It's not organized very well. She's not very sympathetic. She does get really so far into Dumois that she forgets to do her own work. And while, you know, her boss is a Satan type character, there, you know, she does drop the ball quite a few times. And I'm surprised that her boss hadn't thrown anything at her by then because of the way the boss was presented earlier. But for some reason, boss doesn't throw things at her recently. Just gets mad at her and tells her to go away. And how dare she? And I worked so hard. Well, no, you haven't been. You dropped the freaking ball. You know, you let your other, your primary career get in the way of, you know, or you let your secondary career get in the way of your primary career, whatever. The thing that you said you want to be able to do forever and ever and ever, and now you're not doing it. You're focusing on this other thing. And yeah, everybody keeps saying you're the happiest you've ever been now that you're working on this thing. There are two friends and other people who don't know what she's doing is like, I don't know what's going on, but you seem so much happier now. So she dives on in and is going to be Dumois. I'm just sitting here going, girl, that ain't not gonna last. It's just not. You can get a couple years out of that, but it's gonna go away. I mean, all the celeb gossip people I've heard of in the past, I don't hear about anymore. Granted, I've not been a huge celeb gossip person, so it's not like I've, you know, gone out of my way to look for them. But social media is fickle, and if you really think this is going to be your life after this, I'm very concerned for you. I hope you have some backup plans. So I just had a hard time getting into Dumois. It was a very fast read. I'm not going to deny that. It was, again, another cotton candy, but it was like bad tasting cotton candy. Like, you take a bite of it and it's like, oh, I don't have anything else right now, so I guess I'll eat this. But it wasn't the most delicious cotton candy ever. It was just kind of, it was a, like I said, very fast read. I ended up kind of starting to skim a little bit because it was getting very repetitive. And my goodness, the name dropping that went in there. Product name dropping, so much stuff. But I, you know, again, I am not a fashion person, so I don't know what all these these things are. And I'm sure some of them are made up, because I know a lot of the celebrity names were made up. Occasionally, a real celebrity name would get dropped into this. But for the most part, the celebrities were all made up. And we've got the celebrity who is, you know, looks super great and everybody thinks he's so cool, but it turns out that he seems to think he's a vampire and sends those fantasies off to girls who are pimped out by the stylist and other people. And, you know, his name, you know, everything comes crashing down around him for that. At the end of that, when it starts getting revealed, and Dumois's doing a good thing. Like, she's revealing it, but she's not really pulling out herself. She's just copying other people's posts and putting it out there. This romance, it's a real romance, and they're so happy it's out now, and everybody's, like, so cute, and, you know, and, like, so, it's very confusing. I spend a lot of the time going, okay, well, if this is a pseudo-biography or a pseudo-autobiography, then some of these tales are just slightly twisted from what really happened. So who are these people? And then I didn't care. And that's what happens. Like, Duke Dudley, I think his name is her main client or her stylist person's main client. And he's the one who has these weird vampire fantasy thingies, whatever. I don't know. But Duke Dudley, really? That's the name you guys came up for? It's just, and I know this wasn't all written by Dumois. There was another author with this person. I do not know if Dumois is male or female, although the character is female. I do not know how much of it has any truth at all ever in the world. But apparently the way this person has decided to finally make the money is from merch. And well, great for you. But again, it's going to end. You're not going to be able to make that money all the time. You need to put something else on your resume right now. And if you have this big, huge gap in your resume because all you've been doing is Dumois and you're keeping it anonymous, nobody's going to want to hire you if they find out you're Dumois because of your gossipy nature. And nobody's going to want to hire a person who just disappeared and didn't have anything to do for 2 years and was just sitting around doing nothing. So do you admit it? Do you not? I don't know. But I really hope you're investing and saving, because this is going to be interesting, especially if this is how you write. So yes, cotton candy, yes, fluff, yes, super quick read. Good? No. So on a scale of 1 to 5, 1 being, oh my God, what a waste of time. 5 being, hallelujah, this is fantastic. 2 being, 3 being, and 4 being, this is a 2. I'm giving it more than a 1 because, yes, I did read the whole thing. I did read it in, like, less than 2 days in breaks. I mean, it was just, like, it was that fast to read. And there's not a whole heck of a lot to it. It's yeah. So it's not great. I don't know who Dumois is, and I just really don't care. And do I want to find out who all the fake stories were about and find out what the real stories? No. Do I feel like I need to go dig around Instagram and find out the old Dumois and find out the original stuff? No. And once again, I'm still really, really, really not happy with the formatting. Make up your freaking mind. Just pick a style and go with it. Don't alternate. So yes, maybe you're really popular online and maybe you've got something to say, but I'm really glad that I did not pay money for this. I just got it at the library and returned it very quickly after I was done. So here we are. Don't spend money on this. If you can get this at the library, get this at the library. Get on with your life. If you really have to read something, Dumois. But yeah, don't spend money on this one. So again, this is Anon, Please by Dumois and some other person writer. I am the library talker. I'm librarytalker.blogspot.com. I'm Library Lady on Podomatic, where this podcast is hosted. And yeah. 2 out of 5. And that's being a little generous. So, so yeah, if you're into fashion and you're into gossip and you think this is the best thing ever, then this story may really be for you. But for the rest of us, no. So yeah, there we go. And that being said, I hope you guys have a really good day. Bye.